Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Clarity First. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into a topic that feels all too familiar: overcoming perfectionism and criticism. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells, constantly afraid of messing up? Or maybe you find yourself drowning in self-criticism, even when you achieve something great? Yeah, me too, trust me. It's a struggle many of us face, but guess what? We can break free from this cycle and unlock a whole new level of peace and productivity. Ready to ditch the pressure and embrace progress instead? Let's do it. First things first, perfectionism is like that friend who always wants everything to be picture perfect, even if it means stressing everyone out. It can sound appealing at first, right? I want to be my best. But here's the catch. True excellence isn't about flawless execution. It's about constant learning and improvement. You know that feeling when you finally nail a difficult skill? That moment of satisfaction? Well, perfectionism robs us of those small victories because it keeps raising the bar, setting unrealistic expectations that are impossible to meet. Next up, criticism. Oh boy, where do we even start? We all encounter it, whether from well-meaning friends, harsh bosses, or even our own inner critic. But here's the thing. Not all criticism is created equal. Some of it can be genuinely helpful, pointing out areas for growth and offering valuable feedback. That's the good stuff. But then there's the negativity, the kind that just drags you down and leaves you feeling deflated. Remember, your worth isn't defined by other people's opinions. You are so much more than their words. They don't get to dictate your value or hold you back from reaching your full potential. So how do we navigate this minefield of perfectionism and criticism? Well, it all starts with awareness. Learn to recognize those thoughts that scream, "Not good enough," or "You should be doing better." Acknowledge them, but don't let them control you. You have the power to choose your response. Next, practice self-compassion. Imagine treating a dear friend the way you sometimes treat yourself, harshly and judgmental. Yikes. Would you stand for that? Of course not. So extend that same kindness and understanding to yourself. Mistakes happen. Setbacks occur. It's all part of the learning process. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your efforts, and celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Remember, growth isn't a straight line. It's a messy, winding path with twists, turns, and occasional stumbles. Embrace the journey. Focus on taking consistent steps forward, even if they're baby steps. Celebrate those wins, big or small, because each one brings you closer to your goals. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a project that feels incredibly important to you. The pressure is mounting, and that inner critic is whispering doubts in your ear. But instead of letting fear take over, you remember these words: progress over perfection. You break down the task into smaller, manageable steps, celebrate each milestone along the way, and embrace the learning process. Even if things don't turn out exactly as planned, you know that you've grown, learned something valuable, and made progress. That's the power of shifting your mindset. When you focus on progress over perfection, criticism becomes less threatening, self-doubt fades away, and you unlock a whole new level of confidence and creativity. You become unstoppable. So here's your call to action. Start small. Pick one area where you tend to fall into the trap of perfectionism or get bogged down by criticism. Maybe it's that creative project you've been putting off, or perhaps it's your tendency to overanalyze every decision. Identify that area and make a conscious effort to approach it with a mindset of progress over perfection. Celebrate those small wins along the way. Share your experiences with us. Let's build a community of support and encouragement. And remember, you're capable of amazing things. Don't let perfectionism or criticism hold you back. Keep striving, keep learning, and keep shining bright. Until next time, Clarity First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.